I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel. What a gift that was, though, to hear that. Our gospel today is from the sixth chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And the Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then in this way. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver them from evil." And forever. Amen. That part actually isn't in Mark, the doxology at the end. But continuing, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. We bought a hypocrite house. A hypocrite house. When we got it, it wasn't so much of a hypocrite. But we can tell that some folks that bought it before us bought it thinking they were buying a great house. It had new paint, had all kinds of carpet, fresh carpet. It looked great. But it was a hypocrite house because it had something wrong deep in its core. And what it presented to be on the outside was not who it was on its inside. This particular house had a leak underneath, a leak in the sewer that whenever there was too much rain, it would overflow and flood underneath the house. And it caused all kinds of problems, some bubbling in the tile and stuff as that moisture started wreaking havoc. But instead of working on the core, on the heart of the house, instead the people just went in, put down plywood, put down carpet, put some fresh paint on it, and pretended like everything was fine. It was a hypocrite house. By the time we got it, there was mildew, there was rot, the back third of the house, and some of the rooms you walked in and you sank about a foot because of plywood and the joists underneath and even the piers were all messed up from that rot, from that lack of integrity, that problem at its core. Jesus invites us not to be hypocrites. Not to be hypocrites. To have what's on the outside match what's on the inside. Now, you might say that getting a house straight is a lot more straightforward. Not nearly as complicated as us humans are. Certainly, we have, millions of cells and all kinds of different systems, and it's really complicated, and it really doesn't work to compare us to a house. But on the other hand, the core of that house was rotten. And eventually it worked its way out and it rotted the whole structure. So also, if our core, our heart, is not healthy, if it's not solid, if it's not about life and goodness, eventually that works its way out. And it contaminates, it takes down the whole body. So I'm going to talk about the heart. And of course, we live in the 21st century, and so the heart is an organ of the body. It pumps blood, certainly critical, but the heart's down here, the mind's up here. But when I talk about heart this evening, I'm going to talk about the heart. Oh, it's on Valentine's Day. Heart is the place of passion, the place that where the will of one's life resides, where when the heart chooses something and goes for it, the whole body goes along. And so Jesus is saying, inviting us to be about those things that get our hearts right. During Lent, we often talk about things like taking on disciplines of fasting, giving up something, praying, intentional about worship, of providing for the poor, giving alms and such. And it also talks about forgiving. Many of these things are external actions. The giving money to the poor, there's money that exchanges hands. Coming to worship, your body shows up, and we can, if we were to take attendance, we could check you off and go, yep, you were regular in your worship. Like so many things, the external can be manipulated, and we can do things, and it may or may not represent what's really going on in our heart. When we go through the practice of looking good on the outside, and we do like to look good, We like when we go through the work of keeping our appearances up, and we do like to keep our appearances up. But what's going on the inside is rotten, is up to something else. Then we're hypocrites. And Jesus invites us to not just be about the external and the appearances. Certainly, I'm not saying don't give money to the poor and don't pray and don't come to worship. Do those things. But the real work of God, or the real desire of God, happens in the heart. It's the things that you can't see that matter to God. You might say, you can talk about external versus internal. Some of the things that might bring it closer to home is worldly versus spiritual. And Lent is a time to get spiritual, to go deep, to do the heart work. Do those things on the inside that take you into the mystery of who God is, that develop your capacity, that develop our capacity to trust in those things that we cannot see. Not just look at the bone, look at the paint on the outside or the carpet laid on the inside, but to seek to go deep, 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 to go deep and to trust and believe in those things, in the mystery of the universe. So often we get distracted. We get distracted by pretty baubles like new cars and by houses. We put our trust in things that we can either feel in our hands like cash or beautiful stones. Oh, bullions of gold would be wonderful to have in your hand, wouldn't it? Or it may just be a nice fat number in our checking account or savings account. It is so easy to have those be first and foremost. And Jesus is saying, the things that seem the most real actually are not real. What is real is God. What is real is the Spirit. What is real is the love that is expressed and shared and felt when love happens. Things like, things that you can't see directly, like forgiveness. You can smile, you can put on great appearances, you can say wonderful things, and in your heart you can be wishing the person you're talking to die because of what they did to you. That is being a hypocrite. Now, one way of resolving being a hypocrite is to act on that impulse in the heart and say, I want you to die, so I'm going to kill you. But that's not the kind of integrity, the kind of authenticity that God calls us to, that God invites us to. God invites us to a life where our heart is full of love, where our heart reflects the grace that has been shown to us, a heart that is soft and tender, that sees the needs of those around us and motivates our minds and our bodies to respond to those in need. It's about getting the heart right. And in terms of relationship to God, it's about letting go of our will and trusting that God's will is the real path to life, that God's will is the truth, that God's will is that which we will put our trust in. The journey this Lent I invite you to be on is that inward journey. As we move through the weeks, we'll be looking at different aspects of our lives and also different aspects of God's promises that invite us to step into the kingdom of God, to step into God's will, to turn our lives over, to allow God, so to speak, to sit on the throne of our hearts instead of ourselves. It will be hard if you take it on. It will be challenging if you take it on. But the promise is life, which is life indeed. This Lenten season, these 40 days and 5 or 6 Sundays, use it as an opportunity to return to God. Inquire into what it looks like to really allow God's will to be done in and through you. Amen.